The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 153, The Stockholm Connection.
What? Are you sure?
As you well know, Soren was embedded in Wong's gang.
Yeah. Soren's the one who pulled me into the van. That turned my world upside down.
As part of his undercover mission, he gathered intel and prints on the whole gang.
So is this Louis Ahangan?
We're still not sure. Robert is running the prints still. The Stockholm prints were all that came back so far.
Was Soren able to give you any details on him?
Not yet, although he said he had his suspicions. I sent Louis' photo to him, and he verified that he was the same guy he was with in Sweden.
Anything on Hank?
Nothing yet. We're sure because of the sixth finger. He's a honkin'.
You know, six fingers exist here, too.
Yeah, but what are the odds?
1 in 3,000. There's a family of 14 where all of them have six fingers and six toes.
You're just a wealth of information.
I had a lot of spare time on my hands recently. So back to this Louis character. I thought Soren told me all of Hong's gang were caught.
I asked him the same question. Evidently, one slipped through. Have you seen a good photo of him yet?
No. But if he was there, I know I could ID him. You know, I've been thinking about looking for some wine glasses at the pawn shop.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Don't worry, I can handle it.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I'm concerned that he may recognize you and blow the whole operation.
I don't see how. I mean, I look totally different and sound totally different, too.
What did I tell you before? You don't look totally different.
Ugh, men.
You just have a different way of looking at things.
Yeah, below the neck.
Come on, Kate. You know what I mean. Your walk is distinct. Body language gives all sorts of visual clues.
Uh-huh.
I'm being serious here. If he even thinks he knows you, he could get cold feet and go to Hank. If they are trying to finish Von Langer's goal to destroy Stips, then all they have to do is move on to another city. We just can't risk it. I'll see about getting some good surveillance photos.
Oh, all right. But I think you're making too much of this. I just wanted to go in and look around and do some shopping.
And snooping. Just hold back for now. This is Jim's case. Let him decide.
I suppose you're right. He might see it as homeland butting in, even though it's me.
If this guy does turn out to be one of the Stockholm kidnappers, you're going to let Jim turn him into homeland, right?
Which is me, right?
Yep, so you get him in the long run anyway.
We can get him on kidnapping charges, but it would have to go through the IDF side.
All the more reason to stay back and let Jim do his thing. We need to build a case against him and Hank for the local law enforcement. Now, are you okay to be by yourself in that apartment of yours?
Yes. Barb had someone from the office collect my mail and ensure my rent was paid. The place is stocked with food and essentials.
So, plenty of Chardonnay, right?
Like I said, food and essentials. Nelson's visit reminded me of how confusing this jurisdiction really was. I was former Baltimore police, now IDF and Homeland Security. And he was a rookie Baltimore cop, but superior to me in the IDF. I'm butting in on Jim's case the same way Homeland interfered with my Jeremy Parks case. On the IDF side, I report to him, and on the real world side, he reports to me. Poor Jim is left to do his own thing. But I'm not going to worry about all of that. I'm enjoying quiet time in my apartment with my essentials. I'm enjoying it so much I might even have a second glass. I slept really well for the first time in a long time. In fact, I dreamt that I was back in space, sleeping in zero Gs. It made me wonder how things were going in the fight against Rage.
Captain, I have a hailing vessel on open channel 1.
Can you identify?
Negative. It's sending a repeating call signal.
Send identification request code.
Aye, aye, Captain. IRC on the way.
Make sure we can identify the vessel before establishing communication. We have two valuable Rage prisoners aboard. I'm not about to lose a bounty after what we've been through.
Vessel responding with an IDF code.
Descramble texting signals.
Aye, ma'am.
We have clearance all the way to Baldibar. There should be no need for RDF interference.
Which makes me a little suspicious.
Hailing vessel wants to know if we require an escort to Baldibar.
Establish radio contact and hail.
Calling vessel, please identify.
Ulysses, this is the Mercury. Are you sure you don't want us to hold your hand back to Baldibar?
Are we close enough to get a visual link?
That's affirmative.
Establish video link.
Mercury, this is the Ulysses. Open video link.
Hey, we picked you up coming through the Baltimore portal. Welcome back, ladies. Hey, big guy, I heard Wi-Fi's already in the Baltimore prison, and that a deal's been struck with Lister, Lenora, and Mondu. Did I miss anything else?
Only an intense firefight in the bunker with Rage and the timely appearance of Rada and company.
In the bunker? Well, I wouldn't have been able to help you there.
But the depot guard who drove Wi-Fi helped us to capture Colonel Xandu and Brady, the storekeep.
And that led us to the weapons depot, where we confiscated all the nuke detonators.
Awesome. So do you have prisoners on board?
Colonel Xandu and Brady are our guests.
With them, Wi-Fi, and Lister, you're looking at a pretty sweet payday.
Oh, well, indeed. I'm not sure, though, that I can adequately compensate you.
I never thought I'd say this, but I don't need any monetary units. The IDF paid me pretty well in upgrading my ship. Besides, I became disgustingly rich on Galaza, remember?
I recall you telling me about the precious stones you found in that cave.
Are you on a cargo run?
Just a short resupply to one of Baldibar's outposts. I was serious about an escort. Rage factions are in an uproar after hearing of Lister and Wi-Fi's arrest.
Oh, we'll be fine. We can get a Space Marine escort if necessary.
Copy that.
Okay, now let's talk about what's important. When can you and Tika meet us at Scully's?
Now you're talking. I'll contact you after we return to port.
Copy that.
We're looking forward to seeing you two again.
As a way of thanking you for your excellent coverage back at the camp, first round is on me.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you soon.
Ulysses out.
Well, it certainly didn't take the Mercury long to get back into the swing of things.
It'll be nice to make a normal cargo run.
I'm sure the Ulysses will be pressed back into IDF service in no time.
What are you going to do after you turn over your last prisoners?
Exactly what I did before taking this job. There are plenty of fugitives from the law out there. My ship has been in storage during this last operation. I'll take some of my earnings and do some much-needed upgrades.
The IDF owes us a nice payday. What do you think, Cap? A new hyperdrive unit?
That, and possibly more offensive weapons.
Ooh, I like that.
Should the need arise, would the Ulysses be interested in assisting me in future operations?
You know me, Cap. I'm always up for a little action.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, as long as we can agree on terms.
I'll make sure you're well taken care of. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to check on our guests.
Are you serious about going on a bounty hunt with him?
Are you?
To be honest, this little adventure brought me back to my military roots. I didn't realize how much I missed it. So yeah, I'm serious.
Other than endangering my ship, I found the whole operation quite stimulating. We could probably make more money on one bounty haul with Jaffra than several cargo hauls with the IDF.
If he pays well. I guess we'll get a better idea when he shares his bounty with us.
It's hard to trust a bounty hunter, but like you said, we'll see.
Stand by for portal opening.
Standing by.
Portal is opened. Stand clear of the door. You are cleared for egress.
Lenora, welcome to STIP headquarters. I'm Pierman.
I figured as much.
Did you have any difficulties transferring from the alternate St. Martin's?
I was a little concerned at first when I saw how small this one was, compared to the deep space one. Thankfully, it was a short ride. So what happens now?
We will put you through a period of acclimation. You may be aware that Sam is here also.
So I was told.
Sam is undergoing familiarization now with my assistant, Robert. I know it's been a long time since you've dealt with Earth matters, but your foster parents raised you as one of them. It shouldn't take long for you to catch up.
Why?
Why? I suppose that's a fair question. You are being given a chance to redeem yourself.
Redeem myself? You think I have to redeem myself?
Look at it from our perspective. You were a member of Rage. You facilitated Lister's escape, quite brilliantly, I might add. Your road to redemption began when you refused to follow Lister. I'm sure Mandu is going through the same transition on Fillion.
And what if I can't, or refuse to be redeemed?
Then you would have a problem. One that could be solved by a lunar penal colony that your former leader is headed to.
I don't understand this arrangement at all.
You are here on a probationary trial. You will be housed here and taken care of. When I feel you are ready, you will be provided with housing and a salary. How well you live is totally up to you.
I see. Your way or the highway.
You see? Acclimating already.
I heard there was a stiff landing. Looks like we have familiar company.
Sam, the homeless Hongan.
How much the same could be said about you.
I hope you realize that the two of you will have to learn to work together.
I've worked with Rage before.
That's not what I'm talking about. Lenora, you have inside knowledge of Rage. And Sam, you know how Hongan missions work. We're dealing with a case now that Sam is helping us with. Lenora, it may be linked to Rage, so you may be a valuable asset to the investigation.
And if we don't work together, there's a certain moon in the Caprius solar system holding a reservation for us?
Precisely.
All right, Lenora. I suppose we'd better get to class.
I'm right behind you.
Say, do you think I'd look good in a gangsta suit?
What's a gangsta suit?
Hey there. You're up and at 'em early.
Yeah, I thought I'd get out here with the waterman and run some chicken lines.
Crabs will be running doublers soon.
I actually snagged a pair swimming right past the boat. I guess I got about a dozen crabs overall.
Great. You know that's better than buying them.
Saved myself about $65. I'm going to put these in our cooler. So, what's the latest on the Wilson case?
I got a text from Kate. She's emailing us the latest. Let me go check my laptop.
You know, I really feel useless in this operation.
Come on, Dad. You and Jim put together a great plan to check out the mysterious collar.
Even though it totally fell apart?
It didn't fall apart. You just had to change it on the fly. Here we go. It says, Nelson told me they pulled a print off a business card belonging to Looney Louie. He popped up on the IDF database at one of the kidnappers from Stockholm.
One of Wei Wong's men? What are the odds on that?
The way this case is going, I'd say pretty good.
I thought Kate said that all of them were rounded up.
Evidently, this one slipped through the cracks. It's either a gun for hire or part of her original gang.
It makes sense he ties back into Wong. He's living in Kuo's apartment. He was part of her gang.
And the fact that he runs the pawn shop, formerly owned by Joanna Harris, that can't be a coincidence.
Has Kate made a positive ID yet?
She says here, I've heard him on the bug Jim planted, and he sounds familiar, but his accent is totally different. When I was kidnapped, Wong did most of the talking, so I can't be sure yet.
Fingerprints don't lie, but I understand what she's saying. I don't think it would be smart for her to go in there. Her face and voice have changed, but she runs the risk of him noticing something familiar about her.
Knowing her, she'll be in there sooner than later. You know how she is.
Yeah, unfortunately I do.
Hey, I got you on the speaker. Dad's here with me.
Hey, what you guys up to this fine Saturday morning?
I went out on the river this morning and traded a few chicken parts for a dozen crabs.
Now that's a deal. Hey, how many did you catch?
Well, after tossing back a half dozen sooks, I ended up with a dozen number one jimmies.
Outstanding. I'm dropping off some of the steam ones at Pierman. It's one of the many things he likes about living by the bay. Sam and Lenora are there, so I'd really like to see their reaction to eating one.
They either love it or think we're crude savages.
Well, why don't you steam up yours and I'll bring mine, and after I visit Pyramid, we can eat crabs and talk about the case.
Hey, that sounds like a good plan. When can we expect you?
I won't stay long here. I should be there, about 45 minutes.
Well, I know you're not taking a cigar speedboat, but do you think it's a good idea to travel with crabs and stink up the stip?
Ain't nothing with the smell of Old Bay. Besides, it won't take long to air out.
All right. I'll be there to pick you up in about 45.
No, that's okay. I left my car there. I can drive myself. No problem. See you soon.
I guess I'd better pull these crabs out and start steaming.
Okay, I'm going to call Kate.
You mean you're actually going to talk to her rather than text?
Hey, did you get my email?
Yeah. Right after I read it to Daddy, Jim called. We caught some crabs this morning. Jim's bringing some. Why don't you join us?
That would be great. But I've been told to rest today. What time is he getting there?
In about 45 minutes. We're going to talk about the case. Why don't you at least join us by video?
I could do that. I'll give you guys a call in about 45 minutes.
So Nelson is pretty sure this Louis guy is part of Wong's crew?
Nelson contacted Soren to run his friends. He told Nelson that this Louis was one of the gang members from Stockholm. He's not sure how he escaped the dragnet the IDF put out after my escape.
I don't know about the Soren. You meet him in Denmark and promptly get kidnapped, and then he kidnaps you in Stockholm.
The Stockholm kidnapping was part of his cover. He was actually saving me. Wong's gangs were out to terminate.
What do you think he and Hank are really up to?
No good. That's about all I know right now.
All right, then. Call us in about 45. Maybe we can figure something out.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Was that Kate?
Yeah, she's going to join us by video when Jim gets here.
So she's going to sit there and watch us eat crabs.
Well, you know she was more of a fish taco girl anyway. Hopefully, when we can get all of our notes together and come up with something more concrete, it'll be more than just two guys interested in our stip units.
You know, we've been looking at this Hank as the ringleader since he's the one who contacted Claire. But this Louis guy seems to have more connections. We're not going to know who's in charge until we find out more about Hank.
True. In the meantime, you've got some crabs to steam.
Good morning, sir.
What brings you in on a Saturday morning?
I suppose the same thing that brought you here, sir. I'd like to have my desk in order before Monday morning. So you're already doing paperwork, I see.
How observant of you, Jameson.
You seem to have everything in order. You must have come in quite early this morning.
I did.
Is it important, sir?
Is what important?
The paperwork.
It is.
Is it a case?
Possibly.
I see.
Is there a point to all these questions, Jameson?
I suppose I'm just eager to work on a case.
We don't really officially start until Monday. Right now, I'm familiarising myself with a case Pearman's people were working on. One of their suspects tie into a case I had in Johannesburg.
I see. Well, I suppose I'd better get my desk in order. Are you sure you are happy where you are?
What? Back with MI6 and not in space?
No, sir. Sitting over there. This desk is right beside the window.
If I wanted to sit by the window, that's where you would have found me when you walked in. Now, I suggest you make good use of your time and get your area in order.
Very good, sir.
Oh, it's the director. It doesn't look like I'm going to get anything done this morning. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Tony. I hope I didn't catch you at an inconvenient time.
Not at all, sir. Jameson and I are in the office getting things straight for Monday.
Splendid. I'm glad to hear that. However, the way things are shaping up, you may not be needing your office right away.
Sir, please don't tell me I'm headed back to the Titan system. I'm just now getting my land legs back.
Nothing like that. I've been in contact with my IDF counterpart in the States, and their case with the Hongans may be of interest to us. One suspect has ties to Miss Wong's terrorist cell. We believe she was involved in your Johannesburg case.
I take it they have information that there are bombing targets.
Possibly. We know that Rage is doing everything it can to destroy the STIP network. They want to shut down our ability to portal travel through the galaxies.
I hope we're not boarding a STIP Monday for a trip to Baltimore.
What? You don't want to be teamed up with your old partner Sam again?
You gave me a new partner already. Isn't that enough?
Speaking of your new partner, Jameson may be inexperienced as an MI6 agent, but he does have an impressive resume from the police force and the military. I'm sure you'll assist him in becoming a top-notched agent.
I'll do my best, sir. Nothing like an impossible challenge.
I'm sure you're up for the job. We'll discuss your immediate future when you come in on Monday.
Very well, sir.
An impossible challenge? Were you talking about this Sam fellow?
As partners go, Sam can be a handful. The director is suggesting that we may be headed to Baltimore and Maryland across the pond. We're going to be working with agents Barnes and Hawk.
I take it that will be on the IDF side?
Yes, Barnes is a private investigator, and Hawk is Homeland Security.
MI6, Homeland Security, Private Eyes, IDF, a mercenary alien, and who knows what else. It's going to be a challenge to keep track of who's who.
Yes, it will, Jameson. Do try and keep up.
Hey, good morning. If you need anything in particular, just let me know.
I wasn't sure you'd be open on Saturday.
I can't make any money closed. What can I help you with?
I just happened to run into a friend of mine. He gave me this card. He said you might be able to help me with some items for cosplay.
Oh yeah, steampunk, right? Are you looking to steampunk a character or go with an original?
I'm doctoring up the Doctor.
Ah, you mean the Doctor Who uses this?
Get out of town, is that for sale?
Well, actually, I'm holding it for your friend. Now, what exactly are you looking for?
I need some delicate gears. Preferably brass-colored.
I've got just the thing. I've got a whole box full of them. I collect old watches and clocks. If they're not repairable, I cannibalize the parts.
These are perfect. Wow, this whole mechanism is nice. It must have come out of a pretty fancy clock.
Yeah, I picked that one up in Sweden. You should have seen me trying to explain it to customs. Oy vey.
Sweden? Where were you in Sweden?
Yeah, in old Stockholm. They call it Gamla Stan.
Could this be proof that Louis is one of Kate's Gamla Stan kidnappers? Will Simon and Jameson rejoin Sam? And will Joffrey and crew be able to close out their mission? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Gang's All Here.